This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Well, yeah, look at this. Look at this. Let's go. If you're listening via iTunes, Spotify, I'll explain what's on the screen. It's a Frank Wilson tweeted out image, bowl practice number 6, and it is a photo of him and Lane Kiffin standing together watching the team perform. And what do you know? Ole Miss could have done the right thing. And Lane Kiffin could have been bitter. And Lane Kiffin could have had some great retribution done here by not allowing Frank coach the school at least one last time in a bowl game for the LSU Tigers. And what happens? Lane Kiffin does the right thing. And all Ole Miss had to do, it's just simple, is let Lane Kiffin coach in the bowl game. Let Lane Kiffin finish what he started, like Lane Kiffin is allowing Frank Wilson to do here. Y'all, it's simple. There's no way I will ever be convinced that Ole Miss not allowing Lane Kiffin to coach in the bowl game, like their counterpart Tulane is allowing new Florida coach John Summerall to coach in the bowl game, a lot like how Oklahoma State is letting, James Madison is letting their coach who's going to UCLA, Bob Chesney, they're letting him coach in the bowl game. It's just simple. They should have let Lane coach in the college football playoff. Lane had every right, every single fiber of his being was probably telling him, hey, why don't I just return the favor here? And that's not what Lane Kiffin decides to do. Welcome in. It's PHO Live. It won't be live for too long tonight because there's some other Christmas stuff I have to go do. But please hit the like button, subscribe, and all that good stuff. I want to start today with the defensive line coaching search. Gerald Chapman was pursued yet again. He has heavy LSU ties. He's been pursued in the past, and it looks as if he is going to remain with the Florida Gators. So we're still looking for who that next defensive tackles coach would be at LSU. We don't know that yet. So who knows? It might be Kyle Williams coming back. But at this juncture, we're just kind of struggling to try and find who that next guy is going to be. I'm not too worried about it from so many different angles. The first of, I'm just in a spot where I just am happy that Blake Baker is staying and we're not having to replace an entire defensive staff and having to go get a new defensive play caller. I thought it was interesting that Blake Baker's raise was up to $3 million. That's about what Jim Knowles was making last year, the highest paid defensive coordinator in the sport with Penn State. And the bottom line is so much of what we're going to do is going to come down to players. And I keep using this example. Texas Tech's defensive line coach was voted the defensive line coach of the year in college football. He also had the most expensive defensive line in college football history. They were all first. Do you think he just magically became the defensive line coach of the year? He's probably really good, but he had the good fortune of a billionaire coming in and getting him the thoroughbreds that he needed to run the defensive line scheme that he wanted to run. And by the way, I got to watch the Texas Tech defense with a very fine-tooth comb. I didn't say that smoothly at all. I was able to watch them with a magnifying glass because I just got done cutting part one of a breakdown we're going to do of a transfer portal quarterback coming potentially in from LSU, Mr. Sam Leavitt. I picked out his best game from this past year, which was Texas Tech. He did a lot of good things. We're already working on that film study on Sunday night. We will have a DJ Lagway film study, so be on the lookout for that around 6 p.m. Central. I just finished up the end portion of that. I do think there is interest of DJ Lagway going to LSU. I do know of DJ Lagway's interest of LSU when he was being recruited out of high school. That was a school that courted him pretty well. It was amazing how many positive vibes came from that recruiting visit. I'm no Shea Dixon, but it was impossible to not hear about that when Lagway visited LSU. And look, you know, for me, I'm open to it. Not my first option. My full transfer portal board is up on Patreon, patreon.com/LSU football, where you will see my two highest priority quarterbacks and one deep sleeper. And the sleeper isn't at one of the big conferences. So you can go to patreon.com/LSU football and get all of that info. Okay, the next thing. I am of the belief that we are in a really good spot coming up in this transfer portal cycle, only if we do land, or should I say, re-sign our players. This is the first season that I can remember in college football where we have multiple big name programs making announcements of re-signing their players. Ole Miss went on a long day of them getting commitments and signatures and extensions for next year. This was announced right before we went live. Mario Craver, the best or one of the best wide receivers on Texas A&M, Texas A&M not only re-signed him, they just publicly announced this is the highest paid wide receiver in our school's history. Technically, that would be Evan Stewart, wink, wink, nod, nod, but Mario Craver re-signed. So we're seeing all these teams re-signing all these deals. You've not seen LSU do that yet. And I kind of am getting a little antsy about that because it does make you feel a little bit better if the official accounts are saying, yeah, we are bringing so-and-so back. They have signed their deal. They have signed their extension. Now, I will also say, if you're a super diehard college football purist, you're not going to like that. You're just simply not going to like that because this isn't the sport you grew up loving. Okay, so we've not had any of those from LSU, but you should feel pretty good about guys you really, really, really need to bring back. And the guy that is number one on my list, and this was our initial title of this video. We'll do another video on our next live stream will be Sunday. For me, it's not even close. DJ Pickett has got to be your number one guy. He simply has to be that guy. And for me, DJ Lagway, the quarterback, whoever you signed, is the most important piece. We all know that. But DJ Pickett is truly going to be an All-American at LSU, and you got to have that bona fide outside corner. And Pickett, you know, his best football is indeed ahead of him. And then after that, you could talk about a wide host of LSU players. I think number two on that list would probably be Braylon Moore for me. And then get into Trey S. Green, to get into Marcus Cooley. But one guy that I'm a little bit higher on than most is Caden Durham. I am a big believer in Caden Durham's talent. And for me, I feel as if Caden Durham is a guy that, while he's not necessarily been misused, he has had to battle through so many different injuries, and he has not been in a good environment at all, right? At least a guy like Caleb Jackson got a season to play with Jaden Daniels. Caden Durham has produced at LSU with a non-mobile quarterback and a bad rushing scheme. That is, to me, the equivalent of a 750, 800-yard season for most running backs, especially considering the injury issues that he has been battling through. Now, he's not the only running back that battles through nagging injuries, so there's only so much you can give that excuse, if you will, but Caden's not had any excuses up to this point. He dealt with a nasty transfer portal rumor last offseason, and he's got a decision to make. You know, his running backs coach is gone. He was deciding between LSU and Oklahoma. Obviously, Oklahoma meant a lot to his family. There was a lot of Oklahoma kids that have gone from Duncanville High School to the Sooners. A lot of Duncanville kids go from Oklahoma to, of course, Duncanville kids go to Texas, Colin Simmons being one of them. But, you know, for me, I'm still very high on Caden Durham. Like, it just would not shock me if he is so unfreaking believably good that he has a more productive season if he stays at LSU next year than Harlan Berry, who I like a lot as well. But, you know, a lot of you think Harlan Berry is better than Caden Durham. I think that's a little bit closer. I really, really, really do think so. And it would not shock me when we do our off-season film reviews, I look and I'm like, I just think Caden Durham's better. But it's close. It's really, really, really close. Okay. Now, for our patrons and for our members, we did release a deep dive on Eric Walford. You know, so just join our YouTube membership, hit that join button. And a Cliff Notes version, it's a deep video. And thank you so much, William. You joined the membership right when I said that. That's good to see you. William must be an offensive line guy. I love to see that. You know, I went and did a deep dive on Walford, and I looked at the PFF grades. And if you've been a patron for a long time, you know I did the same thing with Brad Davis, and it wasn't good, right? It was basically me comparing offensive linemen and how they performed with and without Brad Davis coaching him, and you did see some volatility there. With Eric Walford, you saw better numbers, and there is a Tyler Shuck. If you're a Saints fan, there is a connection with Tyler Shuck's success and Eric Walford. So if you want to learn about that, just hit the join button down below. Now, I like Walford a lot. He's grown on me since, you know, learning more about him. One thing that Eric Walford said in his interviews is he is strong in the belief of having seven offensive linemen. And he'll stop at nothing to make sure he has at least seven offensive linemen that he could trust to in a big moment. So if you're Walford, you got a lot of work to do. I doubt he gets seven good offensive linemen like he had at Alabama, where he had young Caden Proctor and he had Tyler Booker and he had Seth McLaughlin, who started for Ohio State on a national championship team. You know, he's probably not going to have that next year. So we're going to need him to have the best offensive line season of his career. But I think he's going to be better than Brad Davis. Obviously, I think Lane and, of course, Charlie Weiss are going to be better play callers. And I just want people to hold their horses on, you know, just crowning Kawan Lacy as being the dude next year for LSU. And, you know, saying that Harlan Berry is better than Caden Durham, I do think it's close. I really, really, really do. So there you go. Now, like I said, we won't be going live for too long. Don't forget, DJ Lagway Film Study will drop at 6 p.m. Central. If I get it done, like all the extra bells and whistles I want to put on it, I'll release it early for our patrons and members. I'm done with most of it, but there you go. Now, let's go to Murphy. Berry has better lateral movement and breakaway. Yes. There, and it's important to point out that they're different styles of backs, right? Harlan Berry has a lot more wiggle. There's a lot more bounce into his game. It's a little bit smoother, if you will. God, he had some amazing plays this year. But Caden Durham, I think, is a more physical back. He is the faster of the two of them. And when it comes to breakaway, I think Caden Durham wins that. I think he's got an extra gear when it comes to hitting the home run compared to a guy like Harlan Berry. But it's close. Once again, this isn't the main point of my Caden Durham rant today. And I tweeted this out as kind of a joke because I just want people to not overlook it. I feel like in the past we have overlooked some of these LSU running backs, and sometimes it is the third guy or it's the fourth guy that comes out of nowhere, and he kind of becomes the dude. Okay, so there you go. Yeah, we're not gonna go long tonight. Okay, I hope that didn't sink your ship, LA mom. Parrish guy says he dislocated his finger hitting the like button so hard. Okay, watch this turn out to be a 5-hour live stream because Haley says don't worry about it. But we do have some Christmas stuff we have to do. Okay, so there you go. Now, next thing. Huge news today in college football. And it's one of those things where you do need to stop and talk about it, even though it's not LSU related. The Texas Longhorns fired a very good defensive coordinator in Pete Kwiatkowski. Pete is good. All right. There's just no other way around it. He's good. Now, what happened? Well, he lost a good chunk of his secondary to the NFL. He still returned a pretty good secondary. Man, I was shocked that he was fired, though. He's good, and I've been critical of him in the past. Texas had the best defense in the SEC last year. It was kind of bumpy this year, but when you lost as much as they did, I can kind of see that happening. They lost a Thorpe Award winner and then some in their secondary. And they hired Will Muschamp. So this next season, you are going to have Will Muschamp, who's been at LSU, won a national championship at LSU as a defensive coordinator. He will be back in Austin, where he has coached before, as a defensive coordinator. This was a fascinating decision. Okay. But they lost Terry Joseph, who got hired by the Saints. So Kwiatkowski not only had to replace some of those key members of the secondary, he also lost his passing game coordinator on the back end. So they fired Kwiatkowski, and they also fired their DBs coach. Kwiatkowski every year has had and replacing his defensive assistants. Remember, he had to replace Bo Davis a few years ago. So, you know, it's something. All right, so another LSU figure will be coming back to Baton Rouge on the opposite sideline. This has happened a lot. Obviously, you're going to have Frank next year and Austin Thomas with Ole Miss. And then you want to go all the way back to yesteryear. There's plenty of names you could point at when it comes to being on the opposite sideline. And then, of course, you're going to have now Will Muschamp. So what does that mean for LSU? Well, even if you're good, coaches will move off of it. All right. Coaches will move off of you. Okay. Let's go to Murphy. Look at the very first comment in the chat. Howdy. Oh, okay. There you go. So you brought that up. All right. So Murphy, a member, wanted to talk about this. Yeah, you know, these comments fly in, and it's sometimes tough to see, but it's good to see each and every one of you. Okay, we do have a college football playoff weekend. I will be mostly chatting in the Discord while the games are going on. I do want to go through some of the games, if you guys don't mind, of the college football playoff, and then we'll talk a little bit more transfer portal. And I'm going to need your predictions here in the chat. Because I still got to go make some bets. I still got to go make some wagers. We're still looking for that big time sports betting partnership. And obviously bet responsibly. But you guys know, there are a few things in life I love more than a friendly wager. I say a friendly wager. I like betting. Okay. Now, how have I done sports betting this year? I've actually done okay with college football. But my fantasy season, by the way, shout out Fast Draft Fantasy. Use my promo code Carter, you get a little bonus. But Underdog, DraftKings, all of it kind of tore my butt up. We go through who I think is going to win every game this weekend. We start off with James Madison and Oregon. Oregon's not going to have their three best receivers. They still have Sadiq, their star tight end, But, you know, the big one that most of us want to watch is Alabama and Oklahoma. We get this game tomorrow night, prime time, 7 p.m. It's hard to beat a good team twice. The good thing for Oklahoma is Alabama is not a good team. They've not been for a month. And I think Oklahoma takes care of business, even beating them twice in the same season. They're getting them in Norman as well. So give me the Sooners over Alabama, and also give me Oregon to get the job done versus James Madison. And then we get to the bottom of the bracket. I do think it stays chalk. I do think Ole Miss gets it done versus Tulane, and Texas A&M wins versus Miami. Okay. Now, I want to get into what is the best result for LSU. Well, the best result would be Ole Miss losing in the first round. Number one, we can get this coaching staffs back to where everyone belongs. We can learn what the actual fate of Kevin Smith is going to be. We'll learn about how Frank Wilson's going to get over to Oxford and all of that. And then also, you don't have to pay Lane Kiffin as many bonuses as you would have, because if Ole Miss wins the whole thing, LSU owes all the bonuses that Lane Kiffin would have gotten from Ole Miss to Lane Kiffin. Okay, so I'm also cheering for Tulane because they're the Green Wave. They're our Louisiana brethren. I was a little perturbed that there was a viral tweet that the best college running back ever in the state of Louisiana is Matt Forte. And I don't know if I totally disagree with that, because Matt Forte at Tulane was insane, but I still think that's Leonard Fournette. I still think that. We go to Tony. What's up, man? PHL Nation. Let's go. Murphy's like, roll Green Wave as well. I'm all about that. I like that, Murphy. Okay. Now, next thing. A very happy birthday to Mr. Jaden Daniels. We have said it plenty of times. It was a tough season for NFLSU. Some of the guys are having big seasons. Okay. But most of the big guys have had injuries. Obviously, the most notable ones, Malik Nabers had the most severe injury. But Jaden, we're not going to see him play for the rest of the season. Joe has missed a majority of the season. You know, Jamar and Justin have had frustrating quarterback seasons. This has been a tough NFLSU season. It's been tough. There's no other way around it. But we will come back. Okay. Kalavon Chaisson's had a little bit of a resurgence with the Patriots. But a very happy birthday to Mr. Jaden Daniels. Okay. Now, coming up after this, we'll take a few more of your comments and a few other national and college football storylines, including the letter CB. Those are my initials, but it's also the big two words that everybody's talking about in college football today. Let's go.
Are you missing that sweet swing? If pain is holding your golf game back, you must check out the full simulator at the Lafayette location of Laborde Therapy Center. Yes, Chase and his team built this simulator to go along with a full set of programs catered to your needs. Yes, this entire team at Laborde Therapy worked hard to fix that back, your elbow, shoulders, wrists, knees, toes, it doesn't matter. At their Lafayette location, 337-981-4053. Call today. But what if you don't golf? And what if you don't live in Lafayette? No problem. They fix anything therapy-related. Book today, LaborDTherapy.com, with locations in Cairncrow, Youngsville, Morgan City, and Crowley. LaborDTherapy.com. L-A-B-O-R-D-E therapy.com. Let's go.
Let's go!
on a journey together with Zion Imaging. I want you to see this experience up close. And me as a wedding and event DJ, I watched how everybody had so much fun with Zion Imaging. And a big reason for their success is the team. Yes, Jaron Thomas and his family started this off as a passion project, and they have one simple goal in mind: taking your event to the next level. Whether it's a wedding, reunion, quinceañera, school, or corporate event, Zion Imaging is all about family-friendly fun. And I gotta show you on this tour the high-level technology that quickly sends your video session to your phone, whether it's iPhone or Android. Yes, it's the Zion Imaging 360 Spin Booth experience serving North Texas, North Louisiana, South Arkansas, Orlando, and more. Give us a call, 318-469-4265. Check us out on Facebook or book us at Zion Imaging, xyanimaging.com.
A huge... congratulations is in order for Mr. Mansoor Delane. Joined a list of pretty talented LSU Tigers of something called a unanimous All-American. And I'm going to pull up the full list here. Okay, sometimes I like to be slow out of a break because I want to make sure we're all on the same page. There could be a Google ad or something like that popping up. But I want to go to the list of LSU football All-Americans. All right. And you can see here the last unanimous All-American, which means everybody voted you All-American. You won 5 for 5, basically. Now, this includes every single All-American vote, but there's 5 of them that actually matter. Malik Nabers was unanimous All-American. And before that, not even Jaden Daniels was that. You got to go back to Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow. Before that, in 2018, you had Grant Delpit, which is ironic. He didn't win the Thorpe this year, but he won it in 2019. Okay. So everybody you see here are first-team All-Americans. Or not all of them. Hold on, let me see. Some of these are second team. But anyway, we continue. Grant Delpit. And before Grant Delpit, you got to go all the way back to 2011. Morris Claiborne. Patrick Peterson. Glenn Dorsey all the way back in 2007. Then you got to go all the way back to Nacho Albergamo in 1987. Who remembers Wendell Davis, wore number 41. Crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. Unanimous selection, Mansoor Delane. 5 for 5. Crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. And that was him missing a game. He was still a unanimous All-American. That's how good of a football player he was. All right. So here's what we're going to do. In the next 5 to 10, I'm going to answer as many questions as we possibly can. If you super chat, we'll keep this party moving. And man, it feels good to be an LSU Tiger. It just does. You know, I will say I'm not. I'm not too perturbed by the truly toxic members of every fan base. I'm just not. It's not something that bothers me because I'm so used to it by now. And, you know, like I said in my last life, I did stand up. And once you do that, you know, people call you names that you just, nothing really phases you really when people say things about you. But And I will say, and I'm not trying to be holier than thou, because LSU's got toxic fans too. But man, dude, Ole Miss fans are the Ole Miss burners. You have got to put your big boy pants on and listen to some of these things. It's gross. So, you know, they got personal with my friend Blake Ruffino. They're talking about his kids. I saw someone that still has a tweet up talking about his wife. And I'm just like, dude, why? Is that worth it? Is it worth the attention you're going to get? You're only going to lose your job. Right? I feel as if most back and forth with Alabama fans is fine. But some of it is just, oh. And then when we played them this year, that was the only team I can remember playing this year that would keep making Kyron Lacy jokes. And I was like, damn, dude, this is insane. Now, once again, these are some of the deeper cut burners. But, dude, they're reckless, man. They are reckless. Let's go to Jared Addison. FedEx guy threw his packages down, turned around, and said, "Roll Tide." Oh, did you catch him in the act doing it? Or did you catch him? Or you caught it on the doorbell? Oh, please send me the video. Please. Please, please, please send me the video. I hope you recorded that. But yeah, that stuff is just kind of, why do you have to do that? Why does that make you feel better? It just doesn't make any sense. FedEx guy's gonna go home and cry to Uncle. Oh man. I need the video, Jared. I do. All right, y'all. That'll do it for me. Sorry for doing a shorter stream. If something breaks tomorrow, we'll do an emergency Friday stream. But I mostly want everyone to enjoy the college football playoff games. I couldn't believe I woke up this morning and I said, dude, we're getting college football playoff games tomorrow. I'm excited. Big thanks to all our super chatters tonight, Mr. Jared Addison. Thank you so much. And William Heyman joined the membership. The United States of Baton Rouge. Let him know. It is Power Hour LSU. Boom. Tonight, we are doing some jalapeno bacon wrap poppers. Let's go.